You are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, this one's in the books. Final score, Cass City over Bad Axe, 69-51. John? Any thoughts?
I'll tell you what. Bad Axe, they're going to be going to the practice tomorrow and thinking one thought and one thought only. Shooting, 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 shooting. Because it was not hustle. It was not the defense. It was just a mere fact that they were just stone cold today.
That's an understatement. Let's go quarter by quarter to start out with. Cass City basically, they never did not lead in this game. Cass City, after one, was 25-10. At halftime, 35-26, up by nine. After three, 56-39, they stretch it to 17 points. That is the end. 18-point victory, 69-51. Individual stats, first for Bad Axe. Adam Reifenbach had 14. Matt Kramer had 5. Jesse Quinn had 12. Leading Bad Axe scorers with 18 was Jeremy Pulaski. Spencer Kelly had 2. And Bad Axe as a team shot 60% for the entire game at 15 for 25, 6 for 8. In the second half, they drastically improved in the second half in free throws. Cass City side of things. We had Cody Orban leading all scorers with 21 points, 18 of those coming in the first half. Ethan Nickel had 6, Justin Kirkall with 1 point, Lucas Schenk with 5, Drew King with 8, Cody Ross with 3, Shane Rasmussen with 1, Alex Zalewski with 2, Morgan Erla with 14, and Cole Israelson with 8, for a total of 69 points. In the first half, Cass City shot 62.5% from the free throw line for 5 for 8. Second half, 17 for 27 for 62.9% for a final of 22 for 35 at 62.8%. John, on the shooting side of things.
Cass City found a nice home with the free throw line. That's the ball game right there.
35 attempts, 22 points. They lost by 18.
You know, Bad Axe shot really miserable in the first half. Let's face it, 22%. And I'm sure they were fired up for the second half and everything, but I got some bad news. I mean, it was down to 18% by the time the second half rolled around. It was just wasn't going to happen for them. Well, Cass City, you know, they had built themselves a nice lead, and they built onto it and everything. They didn't really have to worry too much as far as the percentages are concerned. They went ahead and they shot, for, as a team, the whole game, 48%. To Bad Axe is 20%. It's right there. That's the game right there.
Absolutely. So that's going to wrap things up. On Friday, we'll be heading back to Harbor Beach to see the Pirates take on the Sandusky Redskins. Harbor Beach now alone at the top of the Greater Thumb East at 3-1. Ugly loss to Brown City in overtime in Brown City, a very, very difficult place to play. They were leading the whole game, and then Brown City fought back, and they won 57-54 over the Ubley Bearcats. So now Ubley is 3-2 and 10-3 overall. Sandusky at 2-2, and Harbor Beach at 3-1 atop the GTC East. We'll be covering that one on Friday, and we'll also be introducing Ryan Brown as our sideline reporter. So a few more changes, and we're going to try and up our quality of broadcast. We're going to try and feed through the Internet without the squirrels like we had in football season. So, John, any closing thoughts?
You know, you're talking about next Friday, and that's going to be really this Friday. Two fantastic teams on the Pirates' home floor, a third member of the team.
That's right.
You know, I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, it'll be the weekend.
Yes.
Well, that's going to wrap things up from Bad Axe. Cass City 69, Bad Axe 51, when all said and done. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey saying so long. We'll see you Friday.